Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Praise the Lord, and tonight you're now once again tuned into Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we are coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. I want you all to take note, if you haven't already, for the next three months, really, to by the end of June, every Thursday afternoon, we will be doing our broadcast live from 2 to 3 in the afternoon on Thursdays for the next three months, we will be doing our broadcast live from 2 to 3 in the afternoon, but we will still be hosting our broadcast on Saturday nights from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. as usual. We're getting ready to go into prayer right now. I'm asking you all to keep in prayer our children. They are desperately in need of our prayers. We're going to pray for our children all over the land. We're going to also pray for those that are sick and afflicted. The family of Ambassador Hattie B. Humphrey, we're going to continue to lift her family up in prayer on tonight. All those that have lost loved ones, all those that are sick and afflicted, all over the land, whether we know them or not, keep them all lifted up in prayer. The word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. So we are going to do the same thing on tonight. Touch and agree in prayer for those that stand in need of our prayers. We all need prayer. But we're ready to go to God in prayer because he is everywhere at the same time. We don't have to send him everywhere, anywhere, because he's already there. Thank God, what a mighty God we serve. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we, your children, are coming together once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy of our praise. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. We thank you for being a promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. Heavenly Father, we come now asking in the name of Jesus that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. Father, with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King, his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only, forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy on tonight. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works, and we know it will never lose its power. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that your Son, Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, came down from glory in the form of flesh, a form of a baby, to pay our sin debt on the cross. Before that, before he died, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was brutalized. He was criticized. He was tortured, and he was spit upon, and he died. He was pierced in the side, but thank God he did not stay dead. We thank you that he is a living Savior on today, and because of his great sacrifice on the cross, for paying our sin debt on the cross, we can now be redeemed back to you, those that are faithful believers in Jesus' name. Thank you is our prayer in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we pray that you will move by your Spirit on tonight through your man of God, Pastor Norman King, as he get ready to come forth and deliver another word from your word, Heavenly Father, with me and the listeners on tonight. Continue to bless him, the works of his hands, the ministry you have placed him in and over, his home, his family, his work, everything that he set out to do, Heavenly Father, is going to give you glory, honor, and praise. We lift up Pastor Norman King on tonight to you. Overseer Joseph E. Jackson, we lift him up tonight to you as well. And not only them, but all those that come forth over this worldwide platform delivering your word and sharing testimonies, we pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts. Not only them, but those that have faithfully dialed in and listened by phone, those that listened in through social media platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars that are able to tune in and be blessed through the website. We pray, Lord, that you will grant them all the desires of their hearts. They will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, tonight's scripture of food for thought comes to us saying, thank God Jesus got up. Again, tonight's scripture of food for thought. Thank God Jesus got up. Our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, he got up from the grave just like he said he would. And we want to say a happy Resurrection Sunday weekend to everyone that's tuned in on tonight. Again, happy Resurrection Sunday, that's tomorrow morning, weekend to every listener on tonight. I'm going to give a shout out to my pastor and shepherd, none other than Pastor Mark C. Holloway and our church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church family. I want to give a shout out to them as well. Remember that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any songs or any music played on this worldwide ministry platform. I pray and hope that every listener, that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along with my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. So we thank God for him. We know that he's going to share with us another powerful word from the Lord on tonight. So I hope you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready, and your mind set to receive this word on tonight. We're getting ready to go to our music break right now. And following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. And after he concludes with tonight's message, once again, we will open up the phone line for those of you that have dialed in. Thank God for you. And if you want to speak to Pastor Norman King regarding tonight's message, or if you just want to give him words of encouragement, you will have an opportunity to do so following tonight's message. So we're going to go to a music break. Worth living. Thank God for Jesus. He thought that our lives were worth living, that he paid our debt, a debt that we could not pay, and it was a debt that he did not owe, but he knew we could not pay it. So he came down from glory to pay our sin debt on the cross with his own precious blood. And thank God he rose just like he said he would, with all power and the victory over death, hell, and the grave is in his hands. And God is still in control. Enjoy the music break.
Worth saving, so you came and changed my
Yes, yes, yes. I'm too grateful on tonight that Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, that he thought of so much about you and me, that he came down and sacrificed his own life on the cross, that we could be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father and Creator. Thank God for Jesus. Again, happy Resurrection Sunday weekend to everyone on tonight. We're getting ready to turn the mic over to none other than Pastor Martin King, my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina. I pray and hope that you all have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along. Pastor King, I now yield the mic to you.
All right. I appreciate that. And God bless every one of you. I'm so humbly grateful. I really am to be alive. Amen. And to be here tonight, humble, and to allow the Holy Spirit to do his work. We are all on assignment, and not just assignment. We all are on a divine assignment. Amen.
Yes.
And just as Jesus was on a divine schedule, we are on a divine schedule. Amen. So I just give God the praise, honor, and the glory. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, I'm so humbly grateful for your presence. I thank you for what you have done in my life. I thank you for the ones that's able to hear this message tonight, and that they will look upon you and not me. As John the Baptist said, that I may decrease and that you may increase. I thank you, Lord. Pray for those bereaved. Pray for those that's going through their sickness and health. We pray for those that's indecisive. Pray for those that need strength tonight. Pray for those, Father God, it's just wayward, you know, that we may be a people that be about being proactive and not reactive. And we thank you. We love you. Pray for this ministry that Cousin James has been ordained by you, qualified by you, through you. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. And these we ask in this season we were in. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. I got a song I want to play. Before I play this song, and I got a scripture I want to share. It's not my text for tonight, but it's one the Lord laid in my heart. And it's Psalms 29 and 11. Psalms 29 and 11. It says, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Amen. This song I'm going to play is a song by B.B. Winans. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
You all know this. You all know this one. You all know this one. Go back. Probably a different arrangement. I found out as I traveled and I went around to various different churches. We sung the same song, but just different arrangements. Like this one. What can wash away my sins? Sing it.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Say it again, say it again. I said, what can wash away my sins?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
That song has been a blessing to you. Amen. Tonight, we're going to be coming from the book of Mark, the 11th chapter, and I'm going to read verses 8 through 11, King James. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches to trees and scrawled them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the King of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Verse 11. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about unto all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. I'm going to use it as a topic tonight. This message is going to be called A Divine Shift. A Divine Shift. And this is a preparatory message to get you ready, Lord's willing, for tomorrow. Amen. So it's a preparatory message to prepare you for the resurrection service that you will be attending in some way tomorrow. Now here, as we look at these verses of scripture, and we see that a question I will ask you, let me say this first, is how, and my topic, I'm sorry, I apologize. The topic is, well, I did say it, amen. I have two topics, actually. And the first one is A Divine Shift. And the song that I played is actually, I wanted to be a topic along with the one that talks about a divine shift. And that's nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I will talk more about that toward the end of this message, divided I have time. Amen. But I want to look at a question I want to ask to you at this time, and it is, how much do you love the Lord? How much do you love the Lord? And what are you willing to do? How much do you love the Lord? And what are you willing to do? Now, I ask that question based upon verse 7 is, as Jesus was entering in on the donkey, verse 7 says, and they brought the coat to Jesus and cast their garments on him. Amen. They gave up something. Come on, y'all. Amen. And he sat upon him, and many, here we go, y'all, and many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees and sprawled them what? In the way. So here we go. My question is if they was excited, amen, they had heard of a whole lot that took place. And this was a triumph entry. Christ came in humble. Amen. He didn't come in on the stallion. He came in on a donkey representing humbleness. Amen. So as he come in, there was people, thousands upon thousands, that had come. They had heard about the man who had, just one example, he had raised Lazarus, amen. He had healed many people, amen. But they come, and they were so excited that they begin to take off their garments, amen, and lay them, what, in the way. And the ones that didn't, the other ones that they cut down branches off trees, amen. We know about the palm leaves, amen. And verse 9 says, and they went before and they followed, crying, saying, Hosanna. Blessed is he that's coming in the name of the Lord. My question to you tonight is, do you have that holy boldness? Amen. Has God been good to you to the point that you're not ashamed to give God the praise? These people was excited. Amen. It caused a stir. Amen. And the thing of it is, don't be ashamed. In other words, understand, if you love God, if you love Jesus, if you're so grateful and humble and appreciative, amen, my question to you tonight, and only you know the answer to this question, amen, what are you willing to do? How much do you love him? Amen. These people began to take off their garments and laid it in the way because they were so excited. I can't even imagine, amen, how they felt, but I know how I felt when I first accepted Jesus. I know how I feel when I get amongst brethren, amen, and we on one accord and we are sharing the good news, amen. And I thank God for this night, amen, because, see, Jesus deliberately, in other words, he intentionally received the homage of the people. Amen. The multitude had began to gather since early morning, excitedly looking for him. Are you excited? Are you looking for the return of the Lord? I know a lot of times folks don't talk about that. We ought to be looking for the return of the Lord. And all these things that are happening around us, amen, all every day, it's letting you know, if you follow the scripture and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, that we ain't got long. He's coming back. So anyway, to bring us back to this setting right here, amen, they was excitedly looking for him, who, I'm going to reemphasize, who had raised Lazarus from the dead. Amen. See, Christ is our Savior. Amen. He is our saving Lamb. Amen. Let me go down, amen, because I want to be able to touch base on a few things tonight, amen. So just to give you a little footnote, it says that 2 million pilgrims or more gather in Jerusalem every year for the Passover feast. Thousands upon thousands were strict religious, believing in the Jewish Messiah, amen. But see, the news had spread throughout the city and surrounding areas, amen. In other words, Jesus was coming. Amen? Jesus was coming. And I can only think, come on, church. Amen? They was excited. They was willing to take off their clothes and lay it on. Even they laid up on the coat. Amen? And then they laid it down in the pathway. As he began to come, they was so excited. They began to say, what? Hosanna. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Amen. It's like you pray and you believe your prayer. You know that your prayer is going to be answered. And the thing to top that is that you got the prayer already answered. Come on, amen. Not that it's going to be. Come on, church. No, wrong. And the Lord that you know is already. Amen. So Jesus was God's promised Messiah. Come on. Yes, he was. And they received him as king. Man, they received him as king. Are we receiving him? Amen. Do you acknowledge him as king? That's my question to you. Yeah. They received him as Messiah. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. Amen. Pilate therefore said to him, art thou a king then? This is John 18:37. And Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. And for this cause came I into the world. Come on now. Amen. That I should bear witness upon the truth. This is Jesus speaking these words, y'all. Everyone that is of the truth hear my voice. So do you hear the voice of the Lord? He said, if you're of the truth, you will hear my voice. Just walk with me just a little while. Amen. I'm going, so I won't be before you long, but somewhere. Amen. But I want to understand that this message is a preparatory message for resurrection. Amen. Other words, verse 11. Let me slow down for a minute. You know, I get excited sometimes. Amen. So before I get to explain and elaborate on verse 11, I got a little something I want to say. Amen. Jesus is our saving lamb.
Yes,
Jesus Christ is our Passover. Amen.
Yes,
he died in the right place. At the right for the
right time.
Reason. Amen. I'm going to say it again. He died at the right place, at the right time, and for the right reason. Oh, yes, my friend. God's saving lamb. Jesus was God's saving lamb. And God says to every one of us, when that blood is applied to our hearts and our lives, amen, and when he sees the blood, he will pass over you, because every man, woman, boy, or girl tonight is under the judgment of God. And without the blood of the Lamb, you will not escape that judgment. Come on, amen. I'm trying to say something.
That's right.
Amen. But what I'm saying tonight, I'm saying that tonight, as this message is being conveyed unto you, amen, you're either going to walk out under the blood or over the blood, amen? You are going to walk out some way, whether you're saved or lost. I'm speaking now, amen? If you're not saved, amen, it's opportunity tonight for you to accept the Lord, amen? So you're either going to leave tonight, saved or lost, amen. I'm going to say again, either you are going to say yes to Jesus, or you, one more time, or you're going to be trampled under the feet of the blood of the Lamb, amen. So as we look, at verse 11, as I say earlier, this is about divine shift, amen. Look at verse, before I get to verse 11, let me say this here. Verse 9. It says, and they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is that coming in the name of the Lord. See, they was letting it be known, let it to be expressed who he was, amen. Now, blessed be the kingdom of our father David. What I'm saying tonight is that God needs some bold soldiers, amen. He needs you to be bold. In other words, hold back.
Right.
If you have asked the Lord for forgiveness, amen, get this excitement that they had, amen, because this is to show us that they was very excited. They was not ashamed to die, amen.
That's
right. And continue on. Blessed, verse 10, blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. The Lord's meaning that he came to bring spiritual peace. Amen. The verse 11 says, and Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the eventide would come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. See, our Father, our God, our Lord and Savior, he believed in order. Amen.
Oh, my Lord.
And tonight, is that he had a divine order. Everything had to be in place. That's why, as I reemphasized a while ago, that he was what? In the right place. Right? At the right place. Amen?
Yeah, for the right reason. For the right reason. Yeah.
For the right reason. Amen? So now we see that with everything, see, he obeyed. There was an investigation of the situation. And what this, I'm in verse 11 now, and what this symbolizes is that Jesus came, what? Obediently. Amen. So this scene in verse 11 was descriptive. Jesus entered into the temple, and he looked round about upon what? All things. And we got to be the same way, my brothers and my sisters. Look at the world. Well, I say world. Look at the churches nowadays. If you don't use the same method, amen, of obedience as Jesus had with God in how we observe some of these churches we going to, amen, you're going to be out there, amen, tossed to and fro. You're not going to be able to see the difference between the church and the club. Go on, amen. So Jesus, he investigated the scene, amen. He entered into the temple, and I'm saying again, and he looked round about upon all things. Now, I know that some of you may not be getting what I'm saying tonight, but God sent me here tonight to give you a preparatory message for resurrection. But there are some things that had to be in place first. Amen? Mm-hmm. Evening was approaching, and our Lord was tired. He stood alone, all alone. And the point to see is that he was doing God's will. Sometimes we get tired. And sometimes we get worried. But let's don't deviate from the will of God. In other words, it took great courage to stand there. I say again, it took great courage to stand there. And God is wanting us to be the same way. Amen. Don't be afraid. Amen. Stay under the holy umbrella. And just make sure that things are in order. Amen. Be obedient and not allowing things to get out of hand within your spirit. You got to take care of number one. As my dad always told me, take care of number one first. Jesus was on schedule. Amen.
I know that's right.
Jewish, let me reemphasize. The Jewish authorities were seeking some opportunity to take his life. Okay? Well, see, Jesus was on a divine schedule. I told the members 2 weeks ago, I said, when the disciples say they could kill you, and Jesus said, my time is not yet come. And that was only because he was on a divine schedule. Now, we know before he went to the cross, he went in the Garden of Gethsemane because the time had come. So he was on a divine schedule. But I want to go home to where you're at tonight and let you be made aware of, if you don't know, that you and I are on a divine schedule. Yes, we get off course sometimes. But if we humble ourselves to the presence of Almighty God, the Holy Spirit will quicken you, will stir you, and he will even send somebody across your path, amen, in a loving way. That's why we got Hebrews 10:25, where it says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together like some. Amen. Jesus was on a divine schedule, and they were upset more than ever now, for he had not discourage the homies of the people. In other words, Hosanna, blessed be the name of the Lord. And everything was lit up. Everything was excited. People come from all over. And I'm trying to say something, amen. Don't let that joy that God has given you be taken away because of people around you that's not according to God, amen. Let the Holy Spirit inside of you work in a mighty courageous way, because Jesus had to be courageous. He's saying to you and me tonight, you got to be courageous. You got to stand for what's right. If you got to stand by yourself, you stand for what's right, because it is God's will. Amen. So as Jesus in verse 11, he had to investigate the situation. Thinking of somebody tonight, because somebody is in a situation that they know they shouldn't be in. So God is sending this word through the air to you, let you know, allow the Holy Spirit to work through you as you observe and you investigate your current situation, that you may know if it's not right, amen, you get out of it, amen. If it's you, amen, ask the Lord for forgiveness, amen. But this is the illustration about our Lord tonight, how he knew he had to be about his Father's will. And he's saying to you that you got to be about your Father's will as well, amen. So he had to prepare all things for the salvation of God's people. Amen. He had to come obediently. He had to come to obey God. And God is saying to you and me, we got to obey the instructions. Amen. Jesus said unto them in John 4:34, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. I'm going to stop before I finish. Jesus said that to them because he knew what his purpose was. And I'm saying this to you tonight, that same thing applies to you. You must know
that's
what
right.
your purpose is. Jesus said to them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. So you and I got to know what the will of God is for our life and make sure that we work toward finishing it. Amen. Jesus said in John 5:30, not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. Amen. Regardless, if you got, and again, think on the Spirit, if you got to go by yourself, if you got to stand by yourself, then you stand by yourself. Don't you deviate from God's a plan for your life. Remember that you have a divine plan. Amen. You are on a divine schedule. And God expects us to carry it out. Two lessons to this point. We are to obey. I want church. We are to obey no matter the threat and opposition.
Amen.
Songs go. If I got to go by myself. And now even that's when we know that we didn't do right. His mercy endures forever. So make it right.
Yeah.
Repent and turn. So we are to obey no matter the threat and opposition. Number two, we should investigate before entering into any situation that is threatening or involves corruption. Now, that's an on-time word. Amen?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a lot of policies in a lot of these ministries today. And God is holding you and me accountable. Don't be like the
corruption.
Don't be so concerned for the world to love you. Amen? Just know that God is holding you accountable. So God has sent me tonight to say to you, you should investigate before entering into any situation that is threatening or involves corruption, that is threatening your call, that's threatening your relationship with God. Amen? Now,
Amen.
As I get ready to close it out, amen? Preparational prayer. Amen? This scene, I'm still in verse 11, it symbolizes that Christ prepared spiritually. We must prepare spiritually. Amen? Have an intimate relationship with Almighty God. Amen? Jesus retired for the night. He retired in the surrounding area of Bethany. No doubt he spent a good deal of time alone in prayer. See, we got to get along. Amen? Sometimes with so much busy in and traffic and people and jobs and all that, my day-to-day has been very busy, but I have to know that I got to get along in a quiet place and pray and ask the Lord for his leading, his guidance, amen? Because I know I've been making deposits in my spirit all week long. That I may allow the Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me. So no doubt, Jesus had a good, he had to get along in prayer, amen? Much laid ahead of him. Now, listen, let me get some water. Wait. I told you this was the preparatory message for the cross. So Jesus knew the cross was ahead of him. Amen. So he had to make preparation. He had much to lay ahead of him. Come on, James. In this last week of his life. And he knew it. Since in every detail, emotions he was to experience. Amen. We got to slow down sometimes. Amen. To be able to recognize where we at, what we're doing, what we should do, what we shouldn't do, and where we got to go to do what thus said the Lord. Amen.
Is that
right, church? He needs the strong his father upon him. We need the strong hand of our father through Jesus Christ by way of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus needed to prepare us spiritually for what he was about to experience. Now, I want to thank God for you all taking this time out tonight, praying with me, praying for me that I have did what God sent me to do tonight. Amen. So as I finish out with two more scriptures before I close out. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness to do what? To pray. Amen. And then the last verse is Luke 6:12 says, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray. and continue all night in prayer to God. So God is speaking to you tonight. He's telling you, get alone. It's you, God. Amen. Because especially when, you know, if your day and everything is happening around you and you feel sometimes that you every which way but loose, get into a quiet place. Amen?
Yes.
And allow the Holy Spirit to calm down your blood pressure. Amen.
Yeah.
So you can hear what thus said the Lord. Amen.
I know that's right.
I pray to,
Amen.
Pray to God that tonight that you would take that step of faith and say, Lord Jesus, I believe you, and I receive you, and I take you, because he is our assured lamb. Lord, thank you, and just pray Godspeed. God bless you. James?
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. For those that tuned in late, my spiritual food for thought kind of ties in with this message on tonight. You know, talking about Jesus, thank God he got up. Yes, I thank God that Jesus got up out of the grave just like he said he would, with all power in heaven and earth in his hand and the victory over death, hell, and the grave. Thank God that Jesus got up. And I like the message title on tonight, A Divine Shift. Listen, I just want to share something with you, Pastor King, that you did not know. You made a comment in your message on tonight, and our pastor, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, the pastor of our church, Peace of Goodwill in Hartford Woods, Michigan, made it on last Sunday. Sometimes we have to take care of ourselves first. We cannot be a blessing or benefit to anyone else if we're all beat up and torn down. So as Christians, we got to learn how to, even though we know that we are needed, sometimes we need to take time out and take inventory of our own lives to make sure we're able and we're in the position to be able to take care of others, because we've taken care of ourselves first, and we put the Lord first, and we put the Lord through the Holy Spirit for divine intervention and direction, so we can be able and capable of being a blessing to others. We got to make sure that we take care of ourselves first. Now, you was not there in person at our church service on last Sunday, but that kind of ties in with how the Holy Spirit connects his word. So if somebody needed to hear that word on tonight, be a blessing to anyone else if you're all beat up and all torn down. So learn how to take care of, it's no sin, there's no harm in taking care of yourself. God wants you to take care of yourself, because we really can't take care of ourselves. We take care of ourselves through God and through the Holy Spirit and through his word and through prayer and through faith. That's how we're able to be built up in our faith, our most holy faith, so that we can do the work of the Lord that he has called us and ordained for us to do for his glory in earth. Thank you, Pastor Norman King, for this word on tonight. Thank you for that song. That's an old gospel hymn, Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. And thank God the blood of Jesus still works. And guess what? He will never lose his power, because God is a promise keeper. And thank God that Jesus rose on the third day, just like he said he would. And guess what? Just like Pastor Norman King said in the message on tonight, if you don't know who Jesus is, I'm paraphrasing, you need to get to know who Jesus Christ is for yourself. It's personal, because he is coming back again. And don't nobody know. He said, no man know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back sooner than people think. Soon is very soon. So are you prepared to meet Jesus? Are you prepared to meet our Heavenly Father, our Creator? That's a good question on tonight that only you can answer. And I hope and pray that you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If you have not done so already, as my first cousin said on tonight, we are pleading with you all that you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, but by opening your mouth and you don't believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is God's Son, we pray that you receive this word on tonight, and that you will be able to open your mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ on tonight as your personal Lord and Savior, because he is coming back again. I am getting ready to open up the phone lines for those of you that have dialed in on tonight. Again, we have our sister in Christ, Sister Tara Doss, one of our faithful members of Peace and Goodwill, on the line tonight. Again, she's having more issues with her throat, and the doctor told her not to talk for, I think he said, another 6 weeks. It's nothing but the enemy is trying to attack her throat and voice again. But we know that she still has the victory through Jesus on tonight. So we are lifting up our sister in Christ, Kevin Boss. keep her lifted up in prayer on tonight. Keep her lifted up in prayer. And all those that are standing in need of prayer, whether we know them or not, those that are believing on tonight, continue to pray for them that they will be strengthened and know that God is still in control and that he don't make any mistakes. So right now, I am opening up the phone lines. Those of you that dialed in and you don't say anything, we still thank God for you as well. The phone lines are open. Anyone was blessed by the word on tonight, the phone lines are open. Anyone?
Yes.
Anyone?
Yes, I was. Hello. I was blessed with the word tonight.
Amen.
And I'm going to say, my brother, keep on keeping on. And I love y'all.
We love you too. Amen. Thank you so much, Mr. Mary Ann King. By chance, is Essie Till on the line with you tonight?
And Essie on the phone and Irene.
Hello, Sister Essie.
I'm here and I'm really blessed by the word of God tonight. Coming from my nephew.
Yeah.
Mama, keep it up. Go on.
Thank you.
Preach the word of God. And I'm right here to listen to it. Thank God.
Amen.
I'm still around. And
amen.
Y'all pray for me. And
yes,
I'll be praying for you.
We thank you so
all
much.
All right. I love y'all.
Love you too. Sister Irene, God, thank God for you, Sister Irene, on tonight down in North Carolina. Would you like to have a word with our guest on tonight, Pastor Norman King, Sister Irene?
Well, yeah. You told us you're in retail, and you told us you're in a store making them, then you told us you're online.
Just in case you don't say anything, we thank God for you, Sister Irene.
Yes.
And we both, yes. Were you saying something? Okay, listen, Sister Irene, we want you to know that we are still praying for you. I don't know you personally, but you are my sister in Christ, and we know that God knows who you are, and he knows where you are, and he knows exactly what you stand in need of. So to know that we are praying for you, we're touching and agreeing in prayer for you in the name of Jesus. And again, we thank God for everyone that's listening in through social media platforms around the world. Those of you that are incarcerated behind prison bars that are listening in on tonight, we know that you cannot dial in and speak to us live, but we know that you are listening because you do send me feedback messages through my Facebook page sometimes. And so I thank God for this open door that those that are incarcerated behind prison bars throughout America that are able to go to the internet and go to the website can pull up and be listening in to this worldwide ministry and be blessed by God's word. So we thank God for you. And I know that God is still in control. As my mother used to say, he sits high and he looks low. And there's nothing hidden from him. He knows everything. So just anything that you have that you cannot work out, turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out for you because he can work it out. I'm a witness. If you just turn it over to Jesus and take your hands off of it and let God work it out, guess what? It's a done deal. He'll fix it for you if you let him. Pastor Norman King, again, thank you so much for being obedient. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come forth and share this much-needed word on tonight. We thank God for everyone. Again, happy Resurrection Sunday weekend to all of you listeners on tonight all over the land. Thank God for you, and we thank God for this worldwide ministry platform. We're going to be able to close out for tonight.
James.
Yes, sir.
I want to do a shout-out. Before you close out, I want to do a shout out.
Go ahead. Okay.
See, you don't know this. Hey, you know, it's a blessing for me to hear my sister give me them words of encouragement. But, James, I want you to know our Essie, which we don't say aunt, we say ain't Essie. Okay.
Right, right.
And I say Irene, but I say Miss Irene. These are two ladies
right.
that saw something in me way back yonder. You hear me? Back yonder. See, I'm going country on you. But
that's
they
all
saw
right.
something.
That's all right.
As I look back over, you know, I'm going back to the 60s now. As they saw things in me, and I didn't understand that. I didn't understand it, James, but, you know, so I want to give them shout-outs and love both of you. I'm going to be coming to see you, all right? God bless you.
Amen. Thank you for sharing those words of encouragement to both of them, because they were fulfilling their God purpose by letting you know that God had an assignment on your life even at an early age that you did not see. So we thank God for them praying for you. And see, now they are being able to see and hear what God is doing through you, through his word, that your labor and their labor for you, toward you, and your ministry was not in vain. And God is being glorified on tonight through you, Pastor Norman King. Thank God for you, and thank God for your ministry, for your family, and the works of your hands that you are doing in the earth. Everywhere you go, you are light, whether you know it or not. Not just you, but everyone that are saved believers in the name of Jesus that are being faithful doers of God's word. We are beacon lights, shining bright, and that God is looking down on us, and he is being glorified. So we just thank God for every saved believer on tonight, even those that are yet to be saved, in Jesus' name. We thank God for you as well. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come together once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you are truly worthy of our praise. We thank you for your Son, Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. Thank you for his sacrifice that he came down and paid our sin debt on the cross with his sinless and righteous and holy and precious blood. He paid a debt that he did not owe, but he knew that we could not pay it. So we just thank you for his sacrifice and that he rose from the dead, just like he said he would, with all power in heaven and earth that's in his hands. And thank God for the victory over death, hell, and the grave because of his obedience and his faithfulness to you and his love for mankind, that he came down and sacrificed his own life for us, that we could be redeemed back to you, our Heavenly Father and Creator. Thank God for Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, we pray that you are moved by your Spirit in every door that's going to be open up tomorrow all over the land. Everywhere your word is going to be preached and go forth, whether through social media platforms around the world or live and open door ministries where people actually go into the sanctuaries and give you glory, honor, and praise and hear your word on tomorrow. Move by your Spirit as only you can, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that those that are in the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word is our prayer in Jesus' name. And, oh God, we lift up our pastors to you, all those that you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this that are teaching and preaching your word and being epistles in the earth. Continue to bless them and strengthen them, the works of their hands, the ministries that you have placed them over, that they will grow and flourish for your glory. And all those, we pray for our children all over the land because we know that the enemy is walking up and down the earth still seeking whom he may devour. And he's trying to attack the children. Continue to cover them, protect them in the blood of Jesus is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, again, know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. And know that I do continually pray for you listeners. Whether I know you or not, I'm praying for this worldwide platform. I'm asking you all to do the same. Pray for me. Pray for my family. Pray for that this ministry, this worldwide platform will continue to be everything that God has ordained for it to be. Because we know that it's not about us. It's all about God. It's about Jesus, his word going forth through us, that he get the glory. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Remember, for the next 3 months, on Thursdays, in a lot of cases, we will be coming forth between 2 and 3 in the afternoon because I am on another assignment for the Lord, and we are in a coming up with a big mass production that I'm involved in, and we do rehearsals on Thursdays in the evening. So on most Thursdays, so keep abreast and keep listening out for when we will be doing our shows, our ministry broadcast on Thursdays. Most Thursdays for the next 3 months will be from 2 o'clock until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but we will still be coming forth on Saturday nights from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. So keep that in mind and abreast, and please share and pass the word regarding that announcement. I do love you and thank God for you. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Oh my Lord. soul. Yes, sir. Oh, Holy Lamb. Precious Lamb. So much I owe to you, O Lord. You sacrificed your life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise. I will rejoice. Give you praise.